Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you hang out with me today because I've got a new friend, somebody who I think is going to become he's going to become more than just a new friend. He's going to become an old friend. Howard Behar is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Howard is the former president of Starbucks Coffee Company. You know those guys, that little company up in Seattle that he joined the company when they only had a couple of dozen stores. And, of course, had a number of executive jobs as they grew and expanded their brand and their reach. And now you know where they are. It's a legendary story. And he wound up being president of International and the Americas. And he's written a book that I think is outstanding. And it's I love this title, folks, because you know this is true. You've been hearing me talk about this for a long time. The title of his book is "It's Not About the Coffee." Howard Behar, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's great to have you here, Howard. Congratulations on the great success that you shepherded Starbucks through. I was telling the audience earlier that my favorite drink, and pretty much the only one I buy there because it's so darn good with Starbucks, is the Frappuccino. Just a plain Frappuccino, no mocha, half-cap, decaf, no whipped cream. I just love the plain Frappuccino.
That's amazing. You know, there's a great story behind that. If we get time, we'll talk about it.
Okay. Well, you know, Howard, one of the things, I love your title, It's Not About the Coffee. For a long time, I've been telling my audience, folks, when we hit the 21st century, we basically entered a world where virtually everything is a commodity. Everything is a commodity. Even service to some degree is a commodity. Even customized service to some degree is a commodity. We have to understand that people don't do business with us for what we give them. They do business with us for the experience of doing business with us to a large degree. What do you think?
Boy, that you are 100% on the money on that one. That is absolutely the truth. It doesn't make any difference whether you're making widgets, whether you're brewing coffee, whether you're selling life insurance, whether you're, you know, running a hamburger stand. It's all about the people, and it's people doing business with people. It's
well,
not
you know,
customer service, it's human service.
There's a story that's kind of on Starbucks that I heard, but I think you'll love the story because I know you're an intellectually honest guy. There was this little coffee shop that had been there for like 10 or 15 years that was just a staple in the downtown area, and then all of a sudden in that town, for the first time, Starbucks came in, and only a block down the street. And everybody thought that this would be the end of this little coffee shop. Well, two or three years later, Starbucks is doing great, and that little coffee shop is still doing great, too.
That's the way it is. There's enough business for a lot of people. If you came to Seattle, there's a heck of a lot more independents in Seattle than there are Starbucks shops. So, I always say to the people at Starbucks, to management in Starbucks, boy, you never want me to get into competition with you because I'm going to kick your rear end.
Well, you know, The thing that I try to explain when I talk to small business owners about brands, which I do a lot, because small business owners need to understand that they have brands. It's not just companies like Starbucks have brands. The companies, little bitty companies, have them too. But more important than brand, Howard, is the branding, the ding in branding, whenever somebody thinks about what you sell, they may not think about what you sell them as much as the face of the person who delivered it to them the last time. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's absolutely the truth. There's no question about it. It's not the name on the door. It's the person on the floor. And that's what makes it happen. And whether it's you or somebody that reports to you or whatever it is, it has to feel the same for the customer. They've got to feel like they're the most important person in the world at that time they walk into your store or whatever it happens to be.
What did you learn at Starbucks What did you develop at Starbucks that would be you would think would be one of the most important things to offer to a small business owner?
That, you know, all entrepreneurs start with one. They start with themselves and usually some kind of idea, a process, a service, a product, who knows what it is. And the minute they go to two, they hire somebody to help them. Now everything becomes absolutely about the people that are working in the organization and how those people serve the human beings that come into their stores or whatever. And so I just learned it's all about the people, whether it's a small entrepreneurial business or whether it's a business of 100,000 people. And it's always one person at a time, one cup at a time is what I'd like to say.
Well, and you are so correct, Howard, and that's the reason why it's so cool being in small business, because as you know, our people are basically an extension of our family.
Absolutely. You know, I grew up, I am the only person in my family that didn't own a small business. I went down the corporate path, but my father had a small mom-and-pop grocery store, brother had a furniture store, so I spent my whole life, you know, in small entrepreneurial businesses. I know what they face.
One of the chapters that I love in your book is called Build Trust. Without trust, everything else falls apart, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's all about trust. People want to do business with people that they trust. I was just yesterday. I happened to go pick my car up from a car dealer, and you know, for some reason, I had a gnawing knot in my stomach that, you know, I wasn't quite sure whether I could really trust them, you know, to do what they say they're going to do. And I came home and I told my wife that, and you know, we just started talking about it. It's the most important thing. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and there's so much that we do with between ourselves, between people who work with us and we work with them, the customers. And do you agree that from 2009 forward, as we move forward with all the things that we've gone through, that we've all got to have more, we've all got to be more diligent in demonstrating our ability to be trusted?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, look around our country. I don't care whether it's from politics to business to universities to nonprofits. The biggest thing that we face is that we don't trust each other. Now, whether it's deserved or not, I don't know. But small businesses, right, have the ability to create the kind of relationship with the people that they're serving that no other organization can do.
When we come back, folks, there's a passage or a chapter in Howard's book called Let the Person Who Sweeps the Floor Choose the Broom. We're going to get him to tell us what that means for you and me right after these messages. The book is called It's Not About the Coffee by Howard Behar. Stay with us. Little Eric bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We're built it just for you. We got some new stuff coming, too, folks. We got a whole new, a lot of new stuff. I'll tell you more about it later on. Don't forget you can subscribe to my newsletter. When you get there, we'll send it to you by email, get you ready for the week ahead. Don't forget to check out my blog. You can subscribe to that, too. We'll send that to you when we update it. You can RSS almost everything on the website. The articles, the archives, you can, you got 1 minute, you got 5 seconds. We got something there you can do in 5 seconds. Something for 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, we got something that'll help you. Everything under the small business sun right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter too, at Jim Blasingame. Howard Behar is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, former president of Starbucks Coffee, one of the guys who led them through their phenomenal growth period that made them a legendary company and still a great company after even with some of the issues of the current days. He's the author of It's Not About the Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like for you to wake up every morning in your business. Of course, the book I recommend to you, or Howard would not be on the show. You know how we feel about that. But I would like for you to wake up every morning and say that to yourself. I don't care what you sell. I still want you to say it's not about the coffee, and it's going to be a metaphor for whatever you sell. And if you'll wake up every morning and say it's not about the coffee, I think you'll have a better perspective on what your customers really want. Howard, what do you think about that?
I think you're absolutely on the money. That's what I wake up thinking about every morning. My whole job is to nurture and inspire the human spirit, and that's how I spend my day, starting with nurturing and inspiring myself.
I love your chapter, Think Independently. Let the person who sweeps the floor choose the broom. Talk to us about that.
You remember that Frappuccino that you love
yeah.
so much?
Yeah.
Well, I'll try to tell this story very quickly.
Oh, so yeah, this is a good story.
I absolutely mean that. The person who sweeps the floor should choose the broom. You hire somebody to make your floors nice and shiny. You know, why should we choose the broom? We ought to tell them, here's the goal. We want to have the shiniest floors in the city of Seattle. Not only that, we want to increase our productivity by about 5% a year. And you choose the broom that you want to choose. If you find one that's better than what we're using, I'll buy it for you. So let me tell you about a person that chose her own broom. A woman named Dina Campion, this was about 16 years ago, called me one morning and said, Howard, come visit me. And she was down in Southern California, and I went down to visit her. We had just opened our first store down there, and she said, you know, there's a product in a competitor store that I want you to try. So we went and tried it. It was a fantastic product. And I brought the idea home. She kept telling me, God, we could sell about 30 of these a day. And so I brought the idea back to Seattle, and I said to the leadership team, hey, team, I think we need to try this. You'd have thought I put an atomic bomb down right in the middle of that conference room. And everybody says, we don't do that here. We're not in that business. And so, everybody was against it. And I thought, well, okay, not a great idea. So I called her back and said, you know, you're going to be disappointed, but let's put it on hold for 6 months, and we'll come back after it. So 2 weeks later, and you got to know Dina, she, you know, no is just the beginning of the conversation with her. She calls me up and she says, Howard, you got to come down again. I said, Dina, I was just there. And she says, no, please. I said, okay, I'll be there in a couple weeks. I got to look at some real estate. And so I went down there and I went into her store and I sat down in a chair and she brought me 3 drinks. And I tasted them. I said, God, these are fantastic. How did you do this? She says, well, we went to Safeway and we got some of this kind of milk and we got some all sorts of things, and we bought a blender at Best Buy, and we made this drink. I said, this is really good. And she said, Howard, we got to try this. And I said, Dina, you know what the answer is? She said, Howard, please, we're losing customers every day. Can't we just try this? And so I had to take a real deep breath and think, well, I was looking for a job when I found this one. And so I said, okay, try it. But don't tell anybody. And, I didn't have very many rules for people. Don't do anything illegal. Don't do anything immoral. Don't do anything unethical. And, Dina, for you, you got a 4th rule. Don't poison anybody.
That's right.
So she tried it. It turned out to be a runaway success, huge. I was watching the sales, and so I invited Dina up to meet with the management team. And we laid it all out, gave them the drinks, and I had this piece of paper that showed that we would increase our business by about 5% a year and make a lot of profits. And what do you think everybody said?
I don't know. I'm afraid that's
we don't
to say.
Do that here.
Oh, unbelievable.
And I had to look at Howard Schultz, the chairman of the board, and say, Howard, we got to try this. And we were sitting and he said, okay. And you know what that broom turned out to be?
I'm assuming it's
to be Frappuccino, a $4 billion business.
Wow. What a great
Dina
story.
And her broom.
Now, see, folks, wasn't that worth the trip here today? What a great story. So, folks, here's the lesson for you. Somewhere in your organization, there's somebody sweeping the metaphorical floor, making that Frappuccino, whatever, and they're sitting there on a golden idea, and you haven't even asked them about it. And so if you don't have the open-door policy that obviously Howard had to allow Dina to say, Howard, get your rear end down here and let me show you this. If you don't have that kind of relationship with your people, then you might be missing a golden opportunity. And you know what, Howard? In 2009, that opportunity could be the difference between survival and that other thing.
It's there. It's always there. And it doesn't need to be the big ones. There's a lot of small ones. And sometimes you can stop one of your people with just a roll of your eyes, and you're saying to them, look, I don't have any time for you.
Right.
Just shut up. And, boy, you better be listening all the time.
Right. Absolutely. Howard, you got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back another day?
I would love to, Jim.
It's been a lot of fun. Thanks for being here. Thanks for your leadership over the years.
Thank you very much.
Howard Behar, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called It's Not About the Coffee, and that's howardbehar.com, right, Howard?
That's it.
howardbehar.com. You can find his book there. You can find out more about him there, the books, wherever books are sold. He's going to be back, I promise you. We found us a new friend. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.